Hello, and welcome to your appointment. These last few years have been somewhat go, go, go. If you don't mind my noticing, it seems as though it's taken a slight toll on you. That is not a sign of weakness, that is a sign of humanity. It is hard to keep going for so long. Sometimes, all we need is a nice, close, quiet space in which to process all of our problems. In which to process all of our problems. It feels nice to simply let someone else take the reins. Let someone else take control while you simply lay back. It happens far too little as we age into adulthood. That someone else takes us by the hand and leads us through a day or longer. I think that may be what you need. And, seeing as I, once again, have somewhat skipped lunch, I think I have a solution that will fit for both of us. Well, you seem enthused. With that, I will begin a short induction. This will allow me to take you to a place where we will both enjoy our time together very much. Take a seat among my coils, or lay down if you prefer. Any position that you would find most appealing is the correct one. Very good, very good. I always love the feeling of you among my coils. Everyone who touches them has a unique sort of touch about them. Yours is gentle, curious, slightly trepidatious, but in a friendly, comforting manner. It is one of my favorite sensations, and I look forward to your visits every time. Now, let me visit my touch upon you. Describing one's own touch is never 100% accurate, but what I hear about mine is that it is gentle. It is soft. It is firm, and it is absolute. Let's get you immersed, shall we? I'm going to wrap you up now. Feel the tip of my tail slithering over the backs of your feet, covering your ankles, slithering up, up, and up. Past your knees, you are enveloped in my turning, winding scales. The slow, hisping rasp of them becoming ever more present as you become steadily more immersed in me. As I come up to your waist, your arms are pinned at your sides. I'm going to come closer now, my palms coming up and gently cradling your face to make sure that we can make eye contact. There you are. There you are. I want you to take a deep breath for me. As deep as you can comfortably manage as my coils wind over your tummy, past your elbows and up towards your collarbone. Once you've taken a comfortable breath, hold it for just a moment and then exhale. Find a rhythm of doing this. In, hold, out. Breathe in as deeply or as shallowly as you need to. Feel my swirls filling your eyes as my coils swirl around your body. We are together, held in this, you and I. Very good, very good. I need you to focus on my voice. Nothing else. Close your eyes if that is comfortable, but keep your mind's eye open and picture swirling earthy tones. Beiges and oranges and reds and greens, all swirling, twirling through your eyes and my eyes. You are held here, comfortably, as my coils gently shift up your shoulders, wrapping securely but tenderly around your neck. I have you now, and we are going to go somewhere. I need you to close your mind's eye for a moment. See only darkness, and use your ears. You will hear the sounds of a jungle, the sounds of a falling waterfall, and the sound of me. Now, I want you to open your mind's eye to that jungle, to an oasis in the center, to a clear, cool spring, and to me, next to you. I am large, I am cool, I am powerful, but I am here for you. I am going to describe what is going to happen to you now. Within this space I have created, you and I are on vacation together. And you've invited me to lunch. I've suggested this place. My coils gather around you in great heaps and loops. It's familiar, but at the same time, in this new location, a bit exciting. You're always aware of how wide they are, how broad. Just now, they are only amassing around you, not touching you just yet. I look at the water and smile with pleasure. This seems like the perfect spot for a lunch date. The tip of my tail enters the water. It sways languidly, its temperature cool, cooler than my scales, but not by much. Just enough to chase off the warmth of the sun above. With that, the tip of my tail slithers out from the water and begins to come towards you. You think it is going to grab your ankles, but before that, a great hump of scales rises from the pile and drapes itself heavily, insistently, over your shoulders. Instead, I curl you this way. I wrap myself around your shoulders and lift you lightly so that the rest of my slack can spool around you like a sewer's bobbin. I seldom grab you so quickly, though it is not fast. It is simply that this far down my tail, it only takes about 3 turns to immerse you completely in scale. You look to me, and I smile. I say that we are going for a swim. With that, I put my coat to the side. The orange undershirt you find is waterproof. I fall backwards lightly into the surf, and you feel yourself bobbing as my strength holding you becomes unleveraged by the ground. I curl you forwards and hold you above my body. The great section below my torso gently undulates, keeping us aloft, as I hold the cocoon that captures you above my face, so that I can smile and look at you gently. I ask if you're ready to go into the water. You nod, and I say, "Wonderful." I hold your cocoon close to my chest and turn you to the side just slightly. Water pours in, slipping slightly between the loops of my coils. It is cool, but not uncomfortably so. For one of the first times in your life, my coils are warm. The cool water juxtaposed against my slightly warmer scales makes them almost feel human as they undulate around you, getting a feel for you in long, slow undulations of serpentine flesh. You've picked a lovely place to spend the afternoon, I comment, idly. My coils twist and turn, ferrying you down towards the thinner portions. Here, now that you are held, the tip of my tail comes around and lightly brushes your forehead, pushing the water out of your eyes and gently rubbing at your scalp affectionately. We share a glance for one moment before my tail relaxes. Great loops come unspooled like a dancer's ribbon in the water, floating around you. You're surrounded. My coils are always large, but you've never encountered me in water before. Fully immersed, I have access to a Z-axis. My coils dip low into the deep blue spring and shift high in great humps as though some friendly Loch Ness monster is gently bobbing around you at all times. One of my coils brushes your back as you are left to swim, pulling you closer to me. My torso is larger than you by a fair margin. If I had traditional legs, I would probably be about 8 feet tall, and that's not counting wind. Here, with both of us floating, you feel outmeasured, but not unpleasantly. As I pull you closer, one of my coils coming around to offer you a seat, bracing your rump just slightly so that you do not have to continually work to float. My coils' undulations keep us both gently aloft, the tip of my tail slithering up into your lap and gently combing over your side, just above your pelvis. I ask you if you would like a story before lunch. And when you nod, I begin. Once more, or perhaps for the first time, Sibyline Sounds would like to thank you for listening to this preview of the newest Sage audio. We apologize for putting such things behind a paywall, but alas, times are anxious and bills still come in. If you would like to support Sibyline Sounds to make more things of this nature, please take the time to visit our website and purchase the full 20-plus minute audio. If not, there are very many free Sage appointments in our gallery, along with a variety of other interests and topics. Thank you once again. You can also support us by leaving a comment below on what you thought of the preview or the full audio. Likes and comments are some of your most powerful tools to non-monetarily support us. If you are interested in monetary support, however, at a certain level, Patreons get every single audio we make for free. If that is something to your interest, you will find links in the description below. Thank you very much for listening.